digital LEDs pulse and flicker, finally resting on the number 24.
Previously on 24.
Cole, he's dead. Just go. Nobody knows you had anything to do with this. I don't want you involved.
I'm already involved. We're cleaning this up, and no one's ever gonna know what happened.
They're scum, Dana, and no one's gonna miss them.
Kyla may be in danger.
She's run away.
With Aaron. She's somewhere in the city.
With no idea that a nuclear threat exists.
And Omar, what about you?
Don't worry about me. Just help me find our daughter.
Come inside.
Kyla and Taryn hide away in their love nest.
They have the rods you're looking for.
I thought you had the rods.
You turned against me. I can help you find them. Just get me out of here.
You find Farad?
Still looking. He won't get far.
The CTU teams speed onto the scene just too late to save Farhad from being gunned down.
Medic! Come on! Medic!
I need you to identify the men who stole the nuclear rods from you. Can you do that for us?
Yes.
Blood pressure's dropping. We got a rapid heartbeat.
We lost him. Farad's dead.
Damn it.
Whoever shot Farad couldn't confirm that he was killed. I'm saying that we use Farad as dead bait. Leak it to the press that we've got him in custody and he survived. We'll have to make a move on him.
Tell the support teams it is imperative that we take these terrorists alive.
Marcus shoots at Farhad's dead body.
Oh. It's all right. Just want to talk to you. No.
Ah! Marcus leaps out of the first floor window.
He's still moving. Notify the perimeter.
Jack leaps down after Marcus and pursues him through the hospital. The terrorist shuts himself in an oxygen tank.
It was a trap. Farad was already dead. I locked myself in some kind of oxygen chamber. They can't get in here.
You know what you must do?
I can't. They scrambled the arming code.
You need to set it off manually. You cannot let them take you alive.
Can you hear me?
The following takes place between 2 a.m. and 3 a.m.
In the eerie blue light of the oxygen chamber, Marcus sits on the couch, working away at the wiring of his explosive vest. He looks at the wall on which he seems to have scrawled a circuit diagram. He continues working intently. His face is stained by blood which has issued from his nose and his right ear. A light comes on the vest. He pauses, as if in awe.
What's the status?
Hyperbaric chamber is 1-inch steel all around. Hermetically sealed air and power systems are internal. Also, its atmosphere is most likely oxygen-enriched. Anything we use to blow the door could ignite a fire inside.
How long will it take to cut in?
We need to use a low-speed drill to avoid sparks.
How long?
Best estimate, 40 minutes, unless you want us to push the risk.
We can't take the chance. We need him alive.
Agent Bauer, the techs have got the internal cameras online. We have eyes on it.
What about the intercom?
The intercom's still down from when he shorted out the locking mechanism. But the bomb techs say we have a bigger problem.
What?
They assume that once we jam the signal to the detonator, it'd be impossible for the suspect to explode the vest. Turns out that may not be the case.
He's reconfiguring the circuits.
Yeah. The detonator's German military, so our guys are familiar with it. The end around he sketched out here will work.
What's the time frame?
It depends on how fast he works. He needs to reset 4 circuits. That LED light indicates he's already completed one. When he wires the other 3, he'll be able to explode the device at will. The only upside is the chamber will contain the blast. No one else will be hurt.
He's not trying to hurt anybody. He's trying to make sure we don't take him alive. Get that intercom up and running. I need to talk to him as soon as possible.
Sir.
This is Bauer. Let me speak to Hastings.
Right away, sir. Mr. Hastings, Jack Bauer on the line.
So what have you got, Jack?
It looks like our suspect might be able to get the detonator working before we can get to him. I want to fill you in on the details. Right now, I need to know everything you've got on him.
I'm just pulling up the information now, Jack. It took me a while to get it from Hassan's intelligence people.
Just give me the overview.
Okay, Marcos Al-Zakar was born here, raised in East Harlem. Mother's American. Father was from the IRK. That's where Al-Zakar got his politics from. His father was a professor known to be highly critical of American foreign policies, suspected of connections with extremists. He was imprisoned by Wayne Palmer's administration for 4 months. Although the charges were eventually dropped, he was unhireable after that. Almost a year later, he committed suicide.
That must have been what triggered Al-Zakar. He started spying on America for the IRK 2 months after that.
What about the mother?
Checking current records. According to motor vehicle and utility records, she's still in East Harlem, 4211 East 117th Street.
Find her and get her here as soon as possible.
We're on it, Jack. Keep us posted.
Copy that.
We have to assume the people building this dirty bomb want to hit a high-value target here in Manhattan. First, they've got to get it on the island.
We should shut down the city.
No. We want them to make the attempt to move the radiological materials. It's our best chance of catching them. First, we have to make sure that all of our radiation sensors are strictly monitored at all crossings. Arlo, that goes for the drone sensors, too.
Yes, sir.
That's all.
Hastings has spotted on one of a bank of camera monitors that Ortiz and Dana are entering the building. The pair get into a lift. Ortiz stands dourly. Dana behind him takes a labored breath and speaks.
Cole. We went over this. All we have to do is act natural, keep our heads. You'll be okay.
I am not worried about me. You can't really be this calm after what just happened. You've never broken a law in your life. Cole.
He turns to her darkly.
What do you want me to say?
I don't know anything. Tell me you hate me. Tell me that you'll never forgive me for lying to you.
We're not doing this now.
I told you to walk away.
Not now! In the middle of a radiological threat. We got jobs to do. When it's over, then we'll talk.
Dana turns away, dissatisfied.
Look, I can't promise things are going back to the way they were. But I wouldn't have done what I did if I didn't still love you.
Dana appears close to tears. The lift doors slide open. Hastings stands glowering at them.
You two have holy hell to answer for.
Yes, sir, I'm sorry.
Save it. If you were following up a lead, you should have been updating me every 20 minutes. You broke protocol.
The lead didn't pan out. Witness proved to be unreliable. But you're right, sir. There's no excuse. I should have called in.
And you were supposed to be servicing a faulty relay station. Yet I see you found time to change your clothes. Look, I don't know what's going on with you two, and frankly, I don't care. If we weren't at high alert and you weren't the best at what you do, you'd both be out on your asses for this. I'm going to ask you once. Whatever it is, are you finished?
Yes, sir.
Good. Walsh, until further notice, you will answer to Chloe O'Brien. She will fill you in on what she needs from you. Bauer has a situation at St. Julian's Hospital. I need you to assemble a team, pick up an Elaine Alzacar from East 117th, and take her to him.
Is she a hostile?
Unclear. Arlo will fill you in on the details.
Yes, sir.
How you perform from this point will determine whether or not you salvage your careers. Now get to work.
Sir.
Ortiz hastens away. Dana walks rather more slowly over towards Chloe. She picks up a small electronic device as she goes and hands it to her. Chloe accepts it and crosses to assume Dana's desk while Dana sits down at hers. A tatty van drives through the night. Behind it, there follows an SUV. Samir sits in the passenger seat. He answers his phone.
Yes.
I'm in place.
A number of the terrorists are staking out the hospital.
I've managed to tap into the hospital's security cameras, but we can only pick up audio in the hallway outside the room. CTU has set up a command center there.
Can you see Marcos?
Yes. He's still working on the detonator.
Are you able to gauge his progress?
He already has one of the four circuits reconfigured.
We're arriving at the landing now. Soon we'll be able to transport the rods into Manhattan.
Are CTU's radiation sensors down?
Not yet, but we'll be ready. Call me when Marcos is dead.
Samir shuts his phone and stares ahead with his cold, beady eyes. 208, end of part one. Part 2, 213. The van and other vehicles are parked up in a hangar. Samir gets out and crosses to the van. The back doors are open, revealing the metal case. A group of men climb into the van and open the metal case in which sit the fuel rods. At CTU.
Port Authority is reporting no hits on the radiation sensors at the Holland, Midtown, and Lincoln tunnels.
I don't see any stream updates for the GW, Brooklyn, or Queens crossings. What's the problem?
MTA is providing that feed on a dedicated sublink to prevent a server overload. You can access it yourself on the system's Ethernet port, so there's really no problem.
There's no way I could have known that since you didn't put that in your hourlies.
Right. I will do that next time.
Chloe seems to come to a decision. She stands up and crosses resolutely to Dana.
I know this must be hard for you, having to report to me since you've been demoted.
It's okay, Chloe, I deserved it.
Yeah, you did. I just want you to know I'm actually glad you didn't get fired or anything, and hang in there.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Chloe, happy to have cleared the air, heads back to her desk. Dana looks around discontentedly. She crosses to Arlo.
Where are we on aerial detection?
We've got drones covering every inch of the waterfront with their radiation detectors cranked up. If they try to bring the fuel rods into the city by boat, we'll spot them. Easily. Look, I know you probably hate my guts right now, but I just wanted you to know that I'm sorry. For telling Cole about you and that other guy. I mean, you were definitely messing up. And with the threat of those rods out there...
Don't worry about it, Arlo.
So is he gone?
Who?
You know, the other guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's gone.
So you and the Boy Scout are okay.
We'll get through it.
I'm glad. But if for some reason that changes...
I know.
Meaning, if you ever decide you want to trade up...
I got it.
Arlo grins impishly. Dana goes back to her desk and sits agitatedly. 2:15, Marcos continues working on his explosive vest. Jack stands gazing gravely through a glass panel door at the oxygen chamber. The terrorists have Owen in their sights as he walks along the hospital corridor to find Jack.
Sir, we got the intercom to the chamber working. You should be able to talk to the suspect.
Good. Tell CTU I'll keep my comm up so they can monitor.
Yes, sir.
Jack seems to be gathering himself. He peers through at the video screen showing Marcos in the chamber. The terrorists seem to be listening in to the comms chat. Jack heads through the door. Chloe at CTU watches as Jack crosses the floor to the chamber. Jack presses the intercom button.
Marcos, my name is Jack Bauer. I'm working with CTU. I know the original plan was to smuggle the fuel rods back to the IRK to reconstitute their nuclear program. So I'm just guessing that helping to deliver a dirty bomb to New York City, which will cost the lives of tens of thousands of innocent people, isn't exactly what you signed on for.
But the truth is, if you do this, you'll be killing the IRK.
By bombing New York City, you're going to force President Taylor to retaliate, and she will hard. You can't possibly want that.
It doesn't matter what I want. This so-called peace agreement is just Hassan signing away my country's ability to defend itself.
It's independence. He's surrendering without a fight. But there are a lot of people in his own government who are not willing to do that.
Marcos, you can't win this fight. The IRK will sustain massive casualties because of this. Because of you.
Not because of me. America will be the one dropping all the bombs.
No, son. The eyes of the world will hold you responsible for the innocent lives taken in New York City.
I don't think you can take the moral high ground with me.
The arrogance of this country, that it feels it can dictate to the rest of the world who gets to have nuclear weapons, while it insists on keeping my people in the dark ages.
You keep saying your people, your country. Marcos, I read your file. You were born here. You're an American citizen. Your father is from the IRK.
You leave my father out of this!
What happened to your father was unfair and tragic. But this is no way to honor his memory. Please, you can still do the right thing here. You can help me stop this from happening. All you have to do is open the door. Please, I'm begging you.
You're not gonna get me to change my mind.
I came here prepared to die. And that's what's gonna happen.
Marcos. Marcos. Please, just talk to me. Marcos!
Ignoring Jack, Marcos has returned to the couch and to his rewiring.
Marcos!
Marcos stares ahead as if towards glory. 2:18. 2:23. Lights shine from a huge hotel block. Kyla lies next to Taryn.
Yes, of course, I understand. We'll see you soon. Thank you.
Your friend at the State Department, you trust he can do what he says? Give us asylum?
Yes. He says with what your father has been doing, ordering unlawful arrests, torture, U.S. law will consider us political refugees. But you have to understand, asylum will not be granted overnight.
Well, how long are we talking about?
A year, maybe 18 months. But as soon as we file the application, we are protected by the law. Your father cannot touch us. You know that I will not be able to work here legally until asylum has been granted. I have some savings. But I will not be able to give you the life that you have been used to.
You know I don't care about any of that.
They start to kiss. They endeavor to ignore the ringing phone.
1 minute. Oh, my mother again. I really should answer it.
Kyla.
Well, she deserves to know I'm all right. Give that back to me, please.
You know what? You can call her when the lawyer has filed the application. She must wait until then. Bye-bye.
Kyla, it's me again. Darling, I need to talk to you. Your father told me something terrible may be happening here in New York. Please call me back as soon as you get this message.
Dalia Hassan walks into the lobby of the UN building. She spots her husband standing tragically waiting for her.
I still can't reach her.
Thank you for coming back.
Our daughter is missing. I'm not leaving until I know she's all right.
We'll find her, Dalia.
Nabil told me you had Taryn arrested.
I didn't know who I could trust.
So you started arresting people from inside your own delegation? What possible evidence could you have gathered so quickly?
I had to do something.
But Taryn, he's one of your most loyal men.
So was my brother. Also, I thought. Until he tried to have me kill and destroy my government.
If you continue to act the way you have been, you will have done the job for him.
He glances at her. They step out of the lift.
Have you told the police?
I've been trying to deal with it on my own. But it's time to get them involved.
Nabil holds the door open for them as they pass into their suite. 226. Dalia crosses to the window and gazes agonizingly down onto the city far below. Hassan takes a breath and then turns towards her. He steps closer, almost diffidently.
Dalia, I'm sorry.
As you should be. This city is under attack. Our daughter is God knows where. You drove her away with your suspicion and your paranoia. How could you, Omar? How could you have lost your way?
Dalia, you're right. I have. I see that now. And I'll make changes. I'll do everything in my power to find her and get her safe. You have my word. I'm sorry.
The pair, both with tears brimming in their eyes, clasp each other tight. Marcus's mother is packing her bag. She crosses the room to fetch something. She peers nervously around the corner and crosses gingerly to place her eye against the spy hole in the front door.
Who is it?
Elaine Alzacar.
What do you want?
My name is Cole Ortiz. I'm an agent with CTU. I need you to open that door, ma'am.
I don't understand. What's this about?
Your son, Marcos.
Marcos?
Ma'am, you're either going to open that door or I'm going to break it down. Now. Go, go!
Ah!
Put your hands up.
But...
Mrs. Alzacar, are you aware of where your son is right now?
Where?
Not at the moment.
How much do you know about his activities on behalf of the IRK?
I know that he communicates with family there, if that's what you mean.
Ortiz spots her bag.
You going somewhere?
I was just about to leave to my sister's house.
You do that a lot? Take trips to visit relatives at 2:30 in the morning?
No, I don't. I can explain. Marcos called me about an hour ago. He told me to leave the city. He said he needed me to meet him at my sister's house in Pennsylvania.
And he didn't tell you anything else?
No. I swear.
Ma'am, right now your son's barricaded himself at St. Julian's Hospital. He's trying to blow himself up with a suicide vest.
Oh my God. No.
I need you to come with me to St. Jude, ma'am. We don't know how much longer we have till your son can activate the explosives. We have to go.
She is hurried away. 2:29. End of part two. Part three, 2:33. Hastings stands in his office.
Yes.
Sir, Cole just checked in. He's got Alzacar's mother and he's en route to St. Julian's
now. What's his ETA?
Less than 10 minutes.
All right, then, thank you.
Sir, I would like to apologize again for leaving my post. I know that I let you down.
Yes, you did. I brought you in and gave you this promotion because I saw something in you. Not just your skill, which is considerable, but an ability to adapt to any situation, drive to be better, attributes that make you a good leader, or did I misread that?
No, sir.
So we can chalk up the last several hours to a serious lapse in judgment? Look, I don't want to lose you or Cole. You're both valuable, but everyone is replaceable.
I screwed up, and I'm willing to accept the consequences. I know that Cole feels the same way.
She checks her phone.
Thank you, sir. Hello?
Can I ask who I'm speaking with?
Excuse me?
Would you mind telling me your name, please?
This is Dana Walsh. Who is this?
Forgive me, Miss Walsh, for calling at this ungodly hour. I actually expected to leave a message. I'm sorry if I woke you.
No, that's okay. I'm actually at work. What is this regarding?
Well, my name's Prady. I'm with the Department of Corrections down in Little Rock. I'm trying to locate an individual by the name of Kevin Wade.
I'm sorry, who did you say that you were again?
Bill Prady, I'm a probation officer. Mr. Wade is one of my charges. Do you know him?
No, I don't think that I do.
Well, that's peculiar since he dialed this number a few days ago from a motel room in Queens.
Probably just a misdial.
This number more than once, and some of the calls lasted more than a couple of minutes.
Look, Mr. Petty, I am really busy right now. I work for CTU, and we are in the middle of a crisis.
Well, I completely understand. I've heard the news, but since we're both awake, I wonder if I could meet with you in person.
You mean now?
I got an early flight to Little Rock in the morning, so yeah, I'd pretty much have to be now, ma'am.
I'm sorry. I don't really understand why this is so pressing.
Ms. Walsh, I've grown kind of fond of young Kevin, and the longer it takes for me to find him, the harder it'll be for me to keep him from going back into prison.
I don't really see how I could be of any help.
Yeah, well, maybe not. We can determine that when we speak. Like I said, it won't take long. Look, it'll smooth things over. I can call your supervisor.
No, that won't be necessary. I'm sure that I could spare a few minutes for you.
Thank you, ma'am. That would be super. Tell you what, let me just pull over and I'll get your address, all right?
Of course.
Dana stares ahead like a rabbit in headlights. Marcus continues working on his suicide vest. The third light goes on. CTU move drilling equipment closer to the door of the chamber. Jack once more stares grimly through into the room. Owen catches him up.
Sir, according to the bomb techs, he's close. Getting that third circuit active was the toughest part. The fourth is only a matter of rerouting the firing circuits.
What's the time frame?
10 minutes, maybe less. How much longer is it going to take him to drill through?
Too long. They're not going to make it.
Get her some water.
Ortiz arrives with the mother.
Take care of that. She resist?
Not once. I told her boy had explosives strapped to him and was going to blow himself up. Should have packed a suitcase, Jack.
So he cares enough about her to make sure she got out of town. What else does she know?
Nothing, as far as I can tell. And I didn't tell her anything more.
Okay, good.
2:37, Jack crosses to her.
Sounds like car. My name is Jack Bauer. I'm in charge of field operations here.
Where is he?
I'm going to take you
to him. I want to see him.
I'm going to take you to him. Please sit down. I need you to fully understand the situation. Please.
Ortiz looks suspiciously at his phone.
This is Ortiz.
Cole, it's me. Kevin's probation officer just called me. He's in New York trying to track down Kevin.
I can't talk to you about this now. We're in the middle here.
Listen to me. I told him I didn't know who Kevin was, but he caught me in the lie. He has records that show him calling my cell several times. Cole, this probation officer is on his way here.
Look, you're gonna have to figure out a reason why he had your number.
I don't know if I can do this.
What lie? Come on, we both know you're good at it. Sorry. Look, you just have to handle this, okay? All right?
Yeah.
Let me know what happens. I gotta go.
Dana looks close to breaking point.
I can't believe this is happening.
You need to believe it. The men your son is working with intend on detonating a radiological bomb somewhere in Manhattan. That's why your son tried to get you out of the city.
Oh.
Marcos has been an agent for the IRK, spying on this country since your husband died. We have proof of that. And now he's going to kill himself in order to protect this plot, unless you can convince him otherwise.
What do I say to him?
Whatever you have to get him to stop rearming that vest and open the door. We need him to open the door. Do you understand?
If he does that, then what happens to him?
He'll be alive. If he cooperates with us, I promise you, I will do everything I can to help him. I give you my word. Ma'am, I'm sorry, but we need to do this now.
Mrs. Alzacar stands unwillingly. Jack escorts her through towards the room in which stands the oxygen chamber. The terrorists watch from their hideout as she goes. 2:39.
We need the room. Now.
Yes, sir.
The CTU technicians leave off their drilling and withdraw. Mrs. Alzacar stands nervously tearful. Samir's man radios through to him.
It's definitely her. Marcos's mother.
You recruited him, Ali. You know him better than anyone. Will she be able to talk him down?
He is loyal to our country. I don't think so.
Chloe watches Marcos continuing working on the vest.
Marcos? Marcos, it's me.
Mom, what are you doing here?
Marcos, you have to stop this. This is crazy.
You son of a bitch! Leave us alone! You leave us alone!
Jack discreetly gives them the room.
Marcos, talk to me.
Oh my God, Mom, I told you to get out of the city. I told you to go to Aunt Shelley's. Why didn't you listen to me?
I'm listening now. You told me that you were gonna meet me there. I believed you.
I was trying to protect you.
From a terrorist attack? That's what they say that you're involved in here. Something that's gonna kill many, many people. Marcos, tell me that's not true. Tell me. Marcos, why?
You ask me that? After what this country did to Dad?
Marcos, I loved your father. You know I did. But he was a complicated man, and especially when it came to his politics. He never condoned violence of any kind, Marcos, never.
You would agree with what we're doing.
You really think that?
He hated America.
And yet he came to America. He married an American. He had an American son.
Honey, nothing is as simple as you're making it out to be.
Mr. Hastings, I've registered a 12% degradation in the hospital security feed.
Can you boost the signal?
You're missing the point. The indications are someone's tapped into the feed. They can see everything we can. I'll see if I can trace it.
I wish I'd done more. I wish I'd helped you deal with your grief and with your anger.
No, don't put this on yourself.
You couldn't have done any more or been a better mother.
She's almost got him.
Jack, do you copy?
Yeah, Chloe, go ahead.
The video feed has been compromised. You're being surveilled.
I couldn't trace the source.
Copy that. I'll take care of it from here. Owen, how long will it take to disconnect the video system?
30 seconds.
Get on it.
What's going on, Jack?
Someone else is watching.
Mom. I know what they want you to do. But it's too late for that.
Don't say that. You can still turn yourself in. We'll hire the best lawyers. Whatever it takes, I'll be with you every step of the way. I promise that.
I'm sorry.
Marcos, I'm begging you.
Mom, listen to me. You gotta be strong now.
Marcos.
No.
Marcos, please, you're all I have. Please don't do this.
I love you so much.
It's over.
Sorry.
Get her out of there. Now, move.
Marcos, no! 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 Marcos, no! No! No!
Ortiz ushers her forcibly out of the room. Marcos seems to agonize. Jack strides back to stand by the chamber door. Ali's screen goes dead.
Samir, I just lost picture.
Is his mother still in the room?
Ali looks through binoculars.
No, but he's still in there with one of the agents.
The fourth green light comes on the vest. Marcos draws a huge breath of relief. He picks up the detonator, which now flashes red.
You detonate that vest, your mother dies too.
What did you say?
You heard me. I'm gonna make sure your mother's in Manhattan when that dirty bomb goes off.
You don't even know what the target is.
I'm not talking about her dying during the explosion. I'm gonna personally escort her to the blast site so she's exposed to the radiation.
I don't believe you. You wouldn't do that. You're a federal agent.
Truth is, I'm not really. Well, not anymore. I'm more of a specialist that they brought in for today. If you knew who I was and things I've done before in my life, you would know that I'm not bluffing. So go ahead. Blow yourself up into a million little pieces. First thing I'm going to do is going to make your mother come in here and clean it up. And then I'm going to take her to the blast site. Do you know how long it takes a human body to absorb a lethal dose of cesium-137? 5 seconds. Followed by 12 days of pain that is so agonizing, morphine can't even touch it. You got a decision to make. Make it carefully.
You're not gonna hurt my mother.
I'm playing with you. You look into my eyes.
Marcos finds this hard to do. He shies away, his thumb hovering around the detonator button.
Look in my eyes! You think I'm joking? What happens to your mother is because of you. Only you.
Marcos weeps.
If I open the door and I come out, you promise you won't hurt her. You promise you'll leave her alone.
I give you my word.
Marcos, as if moving through treacle, forces himself to lay the detonator aside on the couch. He falls to his knees as if in physical pain.
Got some action on the door.
Jack levels his pistol and eyes the door as Marcos sets about unjamming the lock and opening it up.
Put your hands up now. Walk towards me. Move! Down on your knees. Put your hands behind your head and interlock your fingers. Don't you move. Cole, I got four lights on. Damn it! Cole, I got four lights on.
When he bomb tests now, the suspect's come out of the chamber, but he's managed to arm the vest. I repeat, he has armed the vest. When he bomb tests hit it, disable it now.
Samir, Marcos is out of the chamber.
What?
They must have talked him out of it, but he's re on the vest.
You sure? He's still wearing it?
Yes, I think so.
Hang up right now and transmit the failsafe. Let's move!
Keep your men back. I know the circuit pattern. I'm looking for four common leads before I can disarm it.
Jack works intently on the vest, which is padlocked to Marcus's chest. The terrorists seem to be mobilizing once again.
What's happening? What is that?
Cole, they must have triggered a failsafe.
Get your men back now.
Whoa, whoa. Get this off of me!
I'm gonna try to stay calm.
Mom! Get her out of here now!
Jack is now working against a 60-second countdown.
Marcos, I might not be able to do this in time. I need to know what the target is.
I don't know.
How are they going to smuggle the fuel rods into the city past the radiological detectors?
I don't know. I swear!
Give me a name. Damn it, Marcos! Give me a name!
President Hassan's head of security, Taryn Farouche.
Taryn Farouche, did you get that call?
Copy!
Less than 10 seconds remain.
Tell my mother I'm sorry.
Jack thrusts Marcos back into the chamber, but is catapulted across the room by the blast.
Jack! Jack, do you copy?
Jack groggily stares at the chamber, now caked in blood.
Since you, this is Jack. Marcos is dead. I'm gonna need to speak to President Hassan.
2:49. End of part 3.
Commissioner, I appreciate that your NYPD is overburdened, but I would ask you to do whatever you can to have my daughter's picture circulated. Please keep me posted if you get any information regarding her whereabouts.
If we hear anything at all, we'll let you know, sir.
Yes. Thank you.
Sir, CTU is routing a call to you.
From whom?
Jack Bauer.
Dahlia looks round with interest. Hassan presses the speakerphone.
Yes, Mr. Bauer. This is President Hassan.
Mr. President, I was told you were briefed on the situation at St. Julian's Hospital.
I was.
Sir, the suicide bomber is dead. His explosive vest was remotely detonated.
Then you have no leads.
No, sir, we actually do. Before the suspect was killed, he identified your head of security, Taryn Farouche, as a co-conspirator.
Taryn, are you sure about this?
Yes, sir. Right now, you need to call UN security and have them take Mr. Farouche into custody until we get there.
That won't be possible, Mr. Bauer. Taryn's not here.
Where is he?
I don't know. Somewhere with my daughter.
Excuse me?
They are in love. So I have learned. Mr. Bauer, I suspected Taryn hours ago and had him arrested for questioning. He escaped while being transported to our embassy. Kyla believed he was innocent and has apparently run away with him.
Do you have any idea where they might be?
None.
Can you contact your daughter?
My wife has made several attempts, but she isn't answering her phone.
Sir, you need to keep trying. Right now, Mr. Farouche is our only lead.
I'm gonna jump in the shower.
Taryn steps into the shower cubicle. Kyla watches him fondly. Hearing her phone, her expression changes. 2:55. Dahlia stands calling her daughter.
Hello, mother.
Kyla.
Mr. Baba.
Darling, are you all
right? We have Kyla online with her mother.
Mr. President, you need to get me an address.
I'm sorry I've been ignoring your calls, but I know father has put you up to this.
Where are you?
You know I can't tell you that.
Is Taryn with you?
Not at the moment, no. He doesn't want me to speak to anyone.
Kyla, listen to me. You are in danger. Taryn is working with your father's enemies.
That's not true. It's father's paranoid delusions.
It isn't. CTU just called to confirm they're on the line with your father now.
I don't believe you.
Kyla, please. You know I loathe your father's behavior and the way that he's handled everything. I wouldn't be telling you this unless I believed it too.
Not Taryn. It has to be a mistake.
And we'll sort it out together. But you must tell me where you are.
Kyla?
The Theodore Hotel, Suite 514.
The Theodore Suite 514. Kyla, darling, just stay where you are.
Yes, ma'am.
Got the police will be there shortly.
The Theodore Hotel, Suite 514.
Thank you, sir.
I promise I'll call you once the Americans give us asylum. Please don't tell Father we spoke.
Kyla?
I love you too.
Hello?
I thought we agreed you weren't going to take your mother's call.
Oh, I'm sorry, my love. I just didn't want her to worry.
Did you tell her where we are? Did you?
Of course not. Do you think I'm stupid?
You know I could never think such a thing. You are perfection. Now, come on, we must get dressed.
Where are we going?
Where do you think? To formally request our asylum.
At this hour?
My friend at the State Department made the arrangements.
But I'm exhausted. We haven't even slept.
I suppose you blame me for that, huh?
Well, then, can't we have a little more time together?
No. Come on. You must get dressed. Why don't you just get dressed here?
I'm just gonna clean up first.
She moves off to the bathroom, managing to cast a convincing smile back at Taryn before she closes the door. He stands there looking very suspicious. She locks the door. Taryn's face becomes even graver. Kevin's probation officer closes in on the nervous Dana. Ortiz addresses the men at the hospital.
I'm gonna clear out now. It's all yours.
Got it. Where are we?
I can have a tag team at the Theodore in 20 minutes.
No, NYPD can get there faster. I want your men to set up a perimeter and wait until we get there. If any of your men happen to come in contact with the suspect, it is imperative that they know we need to take him alive. Let's go.
Yep.
Jack and Ortiz hurry across to a large SUV. Jack takes the wheel and they speed away. 3 a.m. The end.